Black Swan: The Impact of the Highly Improbable. Authors: Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Seeing the Unordinary. Before the discovery of Australia, people in the Old World were convinced that all swans were white. The sighting of the first black swan might have been an interesting surprise for a few ornithologists. But that is not where the significance of the story lies. It illustrates a severe limitation to our learning from observations or experience, and the fragility of our knowledge. One single observation can invalidate a general statement derived from millennia of confirmatory sightings of millions of white swans. All you need is one single black bird. We push one step beyond this philosophical, logical question into an empirical reality. What we call here a black swan is an event with the following three attributes. First, it is an outlier, as it lies outside the realm of regular expectations. Second, it carries an extreme impact. Third, human nature makes us concoct explanations for its occurrence after the fact, making it explainable and predictable. Low predictability and high impact equal uncertainty. Just imagine how little your understanding of the world on the eve of the events of 1914 would have helped you guess what would happen next. How about the rise of Hitler and the subsequent war? How about the spread of the internet? How about the economic crisis of 2008? This combination of low predictability and large impact makes the black swan a great puzzle. Black swan logic. Black swan logic makes what you don't know far more relevant than what you do know. Consider that many black swans can be caused and exacerbated by their being unexpected. Think of the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001. Had the risk been reasonably conceivable on September the 10th, it would not have happened. Isn't it strange to see an event happening precisely because it was not supposed to happen? Our inabilities. The inability to predict outliers implies the inability to predict the course of history, given the share of these events in the dynamic of events. But we act as though we are able to predict historical events, or, even worse, as if we were able to change the course of history. Learning to learn. Another related human impediment comes from excessive focus on what we do know. We tend to learn the precise, not the general. What did people learn from the 9/11 episode? Did they learn that some events stand largely outside the realm of the predictable? No. Did they learn the built-in defect of conventional wisdom? No. What did they figure out? They learned precise rules for avoiding extremists, proto-terrorists, and tall buildings. Scalability and globalization. Globalization has allowed the United States to specialize in the creative aspect of things and the production of concepts and ideas that is the scalable part of the products and, increasingly, by exporting jobs, separate the less scalable components and assign them to those happy to be paid by the hour. There is more money in designing a shoe than in actually making it. The narrative fallacy. Stories help people remember and make sense of the past. Think of a typical business magazine profile of a successful businessman. The story begins in the present, after he's become rich beyond his wildest dreams. The story then cuts back to his humble beginnings. He started with nothing and wanted to get rich. He faced obstacle after obstacle. A success built on success. He amassed a fortune. He is a superman, an inspiration. Now consider an alternative hypothesis. He got lucky. His putative virtues had nothing to do with his success. He is, essentially, a lottery winner. The public looks at his life and concocts a story about how brilliant he was, when in fact, he was merely at the right place at the right time. This is the ludic fallacy. Confirmation bias. While Balzac is famous now, perhaps countless other equally talented writers were producing comparable work at the same time. Yet, Their writings are lost to posterity because they did not succeed. Their failure hides the evidence that would undercut Balzac's success as a uniquely great writer. Once people have theories, they seek confirming evidence. This is called confirmation bias. They fall victim to epistemic arrogance, become overconfident about their ideas, and failing to account for randomness. To make their theories work, people smooth out the jumps in a time series or historical sequence, looking for and finding patterns that are not there. Their conceptual categories will limit what they see. This is called tunneling. Worst of all, people steadily fail to consider black swans, the highly consequential rare events that drive history. Mediocristan or Extremistan. Where are these strange places? Nowhere. They're actually memorable metaphors for remembering two wildly different classes of natural phenomena. We can state the supreme law of Mediocristan as follows. When your sample is large, no single instance will significantly change the aggregate or the total. The largest observation will remain impressive, but eventually insignificant to the sum. In Extremistan, inequalities are such that one single observation can disproportionately impact the aggregate or the total. Almost all social matters are from Extremistan. Another way to say it is that social quantities are informational, not physical. You cannot touch them. Extremistan can produce black swans, and does, since a few occurrences have had large influences on history. Phony forecasting. Extremistan might not be so bad if you could predict where outliers would occur and what their magnitude might be. But no one can do this precisely. Stock prices are the same way. Anyone who claims to be able to predict the price of a stock or commodity years in the future is a charlatan. Yet, the magazines are filled with the latest insider advice about what the market will do. Prognosticators generally miss the big important events, the black swans that impel history. Nerds and herds. Nerds are people who can only think in terms of the tools they've been taught to use. When all you have is a hammer, everything becomes a nail. If all you have is a Gaussian curve, sigma, standard deviation, and mild, ordinary randomness, you'll see bell curves everywhere and will explain away disconfirming data as outliers, noise, or exogenous shocks. Furthermore, humans follow the herd and look to experts for guidance. Yet some domains can't have experts, because the phenomena the expert is supposed to know are inherently and wildly random. Extremistans and knowledge. If you live in Mediocristan, you can be comfortable with what you have measured, provided that you know for sure that it comes from Mediocristan. You can also be comfortable with what you have learned from the data. If you're dealing with quantities from Extremistan, you'll have trouble figuring out the average from any sample, since it can depend so much on one single observation. In Extremistan, one unit can easily affect the total in a disproportionate way. What you can know from data in Mediocristan augments very rapidly with the supply of information. But knowledge in Extremistan grows slowly and erratically with the addition of data, some of it extreme, possibly at an unknown rate. You are a black swan. I'm sometimes taken aback by how people can have a miserable day or get angry because they feel cheated by a bad meal, cold coffee, a social rebuff, or a rude reception. We are quick to forget that being alive is an extraordinary piece of good luck, a remote event, a chance occurrence of monstrous proportions. Remember that you are a black swan.